Minutes after the president unveiled his infrastructure plan at a Milwaukee labor rally yesterday, some union members were climbing on board. David LaSalle is a Milwaukee iron worker. He says spending money on more roads, railroads, and runways would help get more middle-class families back to work.
You know, I think that's what we need. We need the middle-class people to bring this country up.
Tom Tibbles of the Teamsters Union says he and his fellow delivery drivers would benefit indirectly if more construction workers have jobs.
We got guys delivering Oreo cookies and Keebler and Entenmann's and Hostess, and if those guys are working, they're buying my stuff.
Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl would presumably have to vote for some of the infrastructure package. He says he thinks it could be funded without adding to the federal budget deficit.
You know, he thought he was going to do that by alleviating or reducing tax breaks that we have now that aren't necessary. But I think he understands, clearly understands, as he had, but maybe he will make it more clear than ever, that he understands how important it is, the nature of the challenges that we face.
Other reactions are less enthusiastic. Democratic Senator Russ Feingold says he wants to review the president's plan before deciding whether to support it. Wisconsin Republicans, including Representative Paul Ryan, say the president has basically unveiled a new stimulus proposal that would spend an additional $50 billion the federal government doesn't have. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.